Day 369, Thursday, February 15th. Proverbs 5. Proverbs 5 1-23 NKJV. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Lend your ear to my understanding, that you may preserve discretion, and your lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of an immoral woman drip honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil, but in the end she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps lay hold of hell. Lest you ponder her path of life, her ways are unstable, you do not know them. Therefore hear me now, my children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house, lest you give your honor to others, and your years to the cruel one. Lest aliens be filled with your wealth, and your labors go to the house of a foreigner, and you mourn at last, when your flesh and your body are consumed, and say, how I have hated instruction, and my heart despised correction. I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to those who instructed me. I was on the verge of total ruin, in the midst of the assembly and congregation. Drink water from your own cistern, and running water from your own well. Should your fountains be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets? Let them be only your own, and not for strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of your youth. As a loving deer and a graceful doe, let her breast satisfy you at all times, and always be enraptured with her love. For why should you, my son, be enraptured by an immoral woman, and be embraced in the arms of a seductress? For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. His own iniquities entrap the wicked man, and he is caught in the cords of his sin. He shall die for lack of instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. Daily Deep Dive, the UCG Reading Program states, this fifth exhortation, Proverbs 5 1-23, instructs the son, verse 1, or sons, verse 7, NIV, to avoid the seductress and enjoy sexual affection only in the marriage relationship with a loving wife, wherein is safety and much greater joy. The Hebrew of V. 6 is difficult. The verse can be translated without changing the Hebrew as, in order that you not pay attention to the path of life, her ways wander from it, but you will not know it. Taken in this way, the point of V. 6 is not that the promiscuous woman is a lost and wayward soul, as in the NIV, however true that might be. In other words, she is not made an object of pity. To the contrary, she is an agent of temptation who deliberately contrives to draw her prey off the path of life, cf. Proverbs 2:19, and down to destruction. The whole point of Proverbs 5 1-6 is that the young man should heed wisdom and be preserved. One would therefore expect the text to warn of how the prostitute, or immoral woman, draws him away from the path of life. This is the perspective Proverbs always takes with regard to the adulteress, cf. Proverbs 6:26, Proverbs 7:6-26, Proverbs 9:17-18. She is the hunter, not the victim, New American Commentary, note on Proverbs 5:1-6. A wife's sexual charms are portrayed as a cistern or well of drinking water, verse 15. Compare Song of Solomon 4:15. There is some disagreement as to the meaning in Proverbs 5:16 of the dispersed fountains and streams of water in the streets. Some take these to be the wicked, polluted women the man might figuratively drink from. Others see these as the man's own sexual affections wrongly spread abroad. Likewise, verse 17 is seen as referring either to a man not sharing his own sexual affections with other women besides his wife or to a man not sharing his wife's sexual charms with other men. The former seems more likely given the conclusion in verse 20. In any case, it is clear that the only proper sexual relationship, and the only one that will yield lasting happiness, is that between a man and a woman in the sacred bond of marriage. Verse 19 clearly expresses God's approval of intimate love play and physical affection between a husband and wife. For thorough commentary on this subject, see the Bible Reading Program commentary on the Song of Solomon. As we read through these instructions, besides the direct counsel they give, we should also keep in mind the background through all these chapters of wisdom portrayed as a woman we should figuratively marry, intimately bond with, and folly portrayed as a harlot we should avoid. The chapter ends with sin portrayed as entrapment. Verses 2123. The temporary pleasure of sin will lead to misery and death in the end. And, verse 4, what is wormwood? NKJV? This appears to be a bitter herb that is meant to be in contrast to the false sweetness of her lips, but truly instead of sweet, it's bitter. However, Strong's commentary brings out that it was regarded as poisonous, taking it up to a very serious level. The Cambridge Bible Commentary states, the reference is perhaps not merely to the bitterness, but to the noxiousness of this herb. See Deu_29:18, and Rev_8:10-11, where many men died of the waters into which the star named Wormwood had fallen. And, verse 8, notice, it's not enough to say, don't partake of what she offers, but for safety's sake, the advice is to be sure not to go anywhere near her in order to avoid temptation and sin. Do we be sure to avoid temptation in the same way? To stay on the opposite side of town from temptation, so to speak? End thought. I again want to remind all of us to consider that all of this can serve as a type of spiritual harlotry against God. Satan has developed false religion and false religious ideas that appear sweet as honey, but is in fact deadly. We need to stay far away from all false religion and understand the warnings here in this chapter.